hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. It is a Tuesday. It's a Bob Chapman Day, folks. And I'm very glad to have this individual on because we knew that the markets and the economy of this country was going to go way, way south of the border. And we've been telling folks for a number of months now, and what we've been saying is coming to pass. So spread the news, email your friends, tell them to tune into the program. All this stuff is put on archive at no charge, so it's not going to cost the skeptical one thin dime to go into the archives and listen to the programming. It is important. It is preparation for the inevitable fall, and that is going to happen, folks. You can try to ignore it. You can stick your head in the sand. You can do a lot of different things, forewarned is forearmed, and this is going to be a battle that's not going to be pretty, and there's going to be a lot of casualties. You know, before the broadcast today, I was talking to Robbie Noel, and we understand he was getting calls from people that were on fixed incomes, and they're going, what do I do? What do I do? And I think for the people out there, and I have a suggestion for you. You folks that are living alone on fixed incomes, I know in normal times everybody likes their privacy, but it might be time to take on the buddy system. Now, that does do one thing. It limits your privacy, but it also expands your ability to do something with a few dollars that you will have left over at the end of the month. And generally speaking, companies, bullion and silver companies, don't like dealing in small quantities, and we understand that. Because they're after the bigger bucks. I mean, they've got larger overheads, they need bigger dollars, and we understand how business works. But after talking with Robbie, which is going to join us at the top of the next hour, I think what we're going to do for the people out there that just want to pick up 2, 3, 4, 5 silver rounds, I think what we're going to do is make them available and ship them directly here from the office. And you may want to consider what I'm saying. There's a lot of people out there listening to this program. They're on fixed income. They've budgeted their lives for their retirement and only to discover that their lives are stolen out from under them. They've been taxed to death. Many different things have been pulling and draining the cost of energy. You name it. I mean, folks, cost of groceries are up anywhere in the country from 12 to 20%. And that really shows no signs of slowing. We will get into the economy as far as the markets go, as far as what is actually going on out there, and what magical person is standing behind the curtain, pulling the levers and the levies, and saying, I am Oz. I am the great Oz. Well, be that Toto, pull that little curtain back, and expose the fraud for what it is. The international banksters are having a field day right now. Well, not really. They've extracted just about all the wealth that they can out. We are the greatest debtor nation, folks. We used to be the richest country in the world, and I think I'm going to punch the next person that says, well, we live in the freest and richest country on the planet. Wake up. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Markets were all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. I will get you the closing quotes here. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,041.85, down 280.28. NASDAQ off 60, down to 2,500. New York Stock Exchange closed at 92.89.49 at 239.44. TSX down 222.56. And, of course, as follows, like any other commodity out there, folks, the prices dropped. Bob Chapman. Interesting times out there. I was looking at the long-term gold charts, and I saw that spike back in 79. Actually, it started its upward trend in 77, going into 78, peaked out, 1978, 1979, peaked out about 80, 81. Gold was starting to push that ceiling past 700. Silver was at 50. And the chart, I went far enough back, Bob, that I was looking at gold that was selling for $35 an ounce for almost eons. But they're out there still suppressing the markets. That may be bad for people that are having to cash in right now, depending on when you bought it. But here's the good news. It is definitely going to go through the roof. And it is time, way past time, if you haven't done it, to get liquidate whatever assets that you've got. Get rid of that liquidity and put it into something solid. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon, John.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Just terrific. And I want to give you and the listeners a comparison. And you can write this down. How much did you say the S&P was up?
I didn't say that it was up. I said
down. Excuse me.
The Dow Jones down 280. NYSE was down 239. TSX 222. And NASDAQ off 60.
The way that you can compare the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 with the Dow is you do the following. you multiply the S&P by 9, and you then multiply the NASDAQ by 6. So the exact numbers today are, for the Dow, minus 280. And in Dow equivalent points, S&P was down 308. And in Dow equivalent points, NASDAQ was down 379 points. That gives you a better feeling for the market, and it tells you what the compensating values are. And so it's a formula that I put together, and it changes from time to time because of the configuration of the inner numbers, but that's what they are right now. And I even have one for the FTSE, which is the Financial Times Index in London, which most of you don't look at. The day was reflecting a feeling of a loss of confidence. The news that came out all day was not very good. Larry Summers said, well, we're going to have a recession. Larry Summers is the former president of Harvard, former Treasury Secretary. He was the one that said, no, Iraq's not going to cost $50 billion. It costs $200 billion. And I wrote an article, and I said, let's try $1.2 trillion. And this is how long they're going to be there, and this is what they're going to do. And I was close. Larry got fired because he said $200 billion. So he went off to Harvard, and he insulted everybody there, so they fired him. But Larry Summers is a brilliant man, and he was the one who put together the figures on how to box gold in, and he was the originator of that. And it's worked quite well for them. The only problem is that they're running out of gold. And that had to happen inevitably. But what Larry Summers said yesterday was that we're heading into recession. Well, I get news for Larry. We've been in a recession for a year and a half. I'm glad he's finally realizing it. And he'll think that he's one of the first people when he's certainly not. And that recession became obvious last November, particularly in the manufacturing area. I don't have the USDX, which is the dollar index, at my fingertips at the moment. But the pound and the euro were down, and the Canadian dollar was up slightly, but the yen was very strong. And that presents a terrible problem for the market manipulators, the Federal Reserve and the Working Group on Financial Markets, which is also known as the Plunge Protection Team. And when the yen goes up in value, people who have borrowed yen in order to borrow dollars to buy securities run for cover because they have to replace the yen that they borrowed somewhere along the way. And if it goes up in value, it cuts into their profits. So every time the yen stages a rally like it did today, and that's a strong rally, then people in the yen carry trade, they run for cover. And in so doing, they drive the markets down. And quite frankly, I'm surprised that they didn't affect gold more today, but I think most of the selling in gold and silver as well as securities, I think it's pretty much over, and it's just a question of when are they going to break out and ride again. I think gold was off 270 today, at least it was in the outside market, at 673.50. That's different than the spot market. That's December. And I saw it trading on the access market at a minus $4, so it was down a little bit more, but that access market can be very, very, very misleading. It's an extraordinarily thin market. On Sunday afternoon, the market in Japan and access were trading $18 higher. And when New York opened, it was down a buck and a half. So the cartel forces didn't waste any time knocking it back down again. But again, there will come a time when they won't be able to do that because they won't have any more gold. Silver was off 4 pennies today, at least on the outside market. And I didn't get the final on copper, but I think it was off a penny. And it's kind of a roundup of what went on. We just got the German business figures in today, and they're important because it's the leading economy in Europe, and they're what they call the IFO Research Institute in Frankfurt, where, incidentally, I used to live, not too far from their offices. Hit a 10-month low, and here's an economy that that should be trading much stronger than it is, and people should have a more positive attitude, but they don't. And so that confidence is showing, a lack of confidence is showing up in Europe, and I think you're starting to see it in the United States. I think people are finally getting the message. Our consumer confidence figures came out today, and they were down sharply, falling from 100 to 105 from 111.9 in July. And that's the lowest since the September after Katrina in 2005. The present situation index fell to 130.3. from 138.3, and expectations fell to 88.2 from 94.4. And the American public is catching on. They're finally realizing that they're being had. And the attitude now towards big business is very negative, anything that's big. I think they're finally realizing what transnational conglomerates have done to them, deliberately so, in the field of offshoring and outsourcing and stealing 5 million jobs from them. And the same cartel CEOs are telling us that they're going to snatch another 40 million jobs in the next 10 years, and 50,000 of them will be very, very high-paying jobs in the field of law alone. And so
that was the story.
Big change is coming. And
that was, by the way, that was in Wall Street Journal. And I did that story yesterday, Bob, about EU service firms could gain U.S. access. And they played up the deal here about online gambling. Evidently, the Europeans are kind of bent out of shape about that because we nixed that for a time. But that was the lead into the story. But as you read into the story, they're talking about opening up all sorts of things, engineering, insurance, legal services, anything in the service sector in this country. Bush, once again, traitor to this country and everybody else, is in fact inviting the foreign competition in wholesale.
Well, you know, Congress is equally to blame for the last 15 years as well. And everybody get paid off or was compromised through their sexual activity, usually, that they don't want people to find out about.
Are you in reference to Mr. Craig in a Minneapolis
bathroom?
No,
this
bathroom?
Goes back years.
Okay.
All the way since pervert Clinton. You know, that's how they keep a certain percentage of these people in line, because a lot of them have unusual sexual lives, and they don't want the world to know about it. You know, they're 100% rating on from the Christians and whatever, and then they get caught in the men's room, and so they keep people in line that way, and the rest of them they pay them off. But there's a very, very simple solution.
All right, hold that thought, Bob. We've got to go to break. I was referencing Senator Craig playing footsie with an undercover cop in a Minneapolis airport. He pleaded guilty to it, but now he claims he wasn't. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yesterday, I covered this story, and it has to do with the shorts that they're putting out there. $4.5 billion worth of stock, betting the market will close 30 to 50% on its value in 4 weeks. And they added some figures here, Bob, that there's 65,000 contracts at $750 a piece for the SPX, 700 calls for the open interest. That controls 6.5 million shares at $750. That comes out to about $4.5 billion. Not a single trade, but quite a bit of dollars on a contract that's 700 points away from current value. And they're saying that the entity or individuals offering these sales can only make money if the market drops 30 to 50% within the next 4 weeks. And if it doesn't, the entity or persons stands to lose anywhere from $700 million to $1 billion. And some of the theories that are floated out there for this massive terrorist attack going to take place before September 21st, or China reeling over losing $10 billion in bad loans to the subprime mortgage collapse presently taking place, is going to dump U.S. currency and tank to basically tank the economy if they can, which wouldn't be really in their interest because they're making tons of money off of sending us Barbie dolls with lead paint on it. Either a scenario is bad and the clock is ticking. The drop-dead date on these contracts is September 21st, whichever is going to happen must take place between now and then, and folks who are involved in these contracts will lose over $1 billion for having engaged in this activity. That story is all over planet-wide through the net. Any veracity to this?
I don't know. It's possible, but really not probable. I spent 28 years in Wall Street, and I'm very skeptical. The only party I think could make that kind of a bet would be the United States government or another motivated government that was privy to inside information, such as the British government or the Israeli government. They could do something like that. But I don't think that would be one individual or one company doing that. It's just a tremendous amount of money to be putting on one bet. And I'm just very skeptical.
Well,
and
yeah, I can understand that. But we also must remember that the puts on the airlines before September 11th, the SEC never released who these venturesome people were that shorted the airlines and made a ton of money.
They were all Israelis.
Wouldn't you think that that was a little inside knowledge?
No, a lot of inside knowledge.
Yeah. And if this were to happen again, and having foreknowledge of something happening in this country, that would be a pretty safe bet. I mean, we're not talking about high rollers or whales with dice in their hand in Vegas here. We're talking about people that actually can control, manipulate scenarios akin to maybe what happened here in 2001. It's to many people, it's plausible. The scarier things get, the bigger the horror stories get. But it, as you said, it is a possibility, maybe not likely, but I'll tell you what, they've done it once. I'm sure it wouldn't be beyond them to do it again, only this time
but
around.
But they didn't do it in those kind of numbers.
No, that's true. That is very true.
I mean, it was infinitesimally small compared to what we're talking about.
But where, who?
$778 million somebody laid down.
But who were the big losers and gainers on September 11th? There wasn't a whole lot of opportunity there to make a lot of money. Silverstein did off of his insurance companies, or somebody that knew that a market or a service was going to be affected directly after September 11th. I mean, airlines, it wasn't trains, it wasn't anything else, it was airlines. So they knew that something was going to be biting the dust, and huge losses were going to take place. That's my opinion from the information that we have seen over the years here, and it's been discussed many times. One other issue before we go to the calls at 800-313-9443.
I have one issue also.
Go ahead, sir.
And that is, before we went to the break, what Americans can do to stop the Illuminati in their tracks is get the senators and congressmen in Washington to institute trade tariffs on goods and services. What that'll do is it'll stop offshoring and outsourcing. And it's something that we've had since the country began. And it's one of the things that made America great. I mean, cheap goods have been available forever. And that's why we had tariffs, sometimes 2,000%. Because some places can produce cheap goods. China, it's always been that way.
And they still manage
too many people and a low wage base. So get a hold of your senators and congressmen and start bombarding them now, saying we want tariffs on goods and services because we're tired of losing our jobs and watching them to be being offshored and outsourced to other countries, because if it continues, we won't have a country left.
800-313-9443. Only one other issue that I want to bring up about the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and then we'll go to your calls at 800-313-9443. Folks, the time now is to ask your questions. None is too complicated. No question is too small. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody.
What a concept!
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. The only other thing that I wanted to bring up here outside of your information, Bob, is the Federal Reserve Board of Governors meeting to take place in a facility in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, August 31st. And, of course, COG, it's the continuity of government. This is a super high-security underground military installation designed as a sanctuary for government if the U.S. is hit with nukes or suffers other catastrophic disasters. Did you hear that one floating around?
Yes, I did. And I think, you know, they made the issue that the Fed is a private organization, and it's a good issue. But the Fed also works with the United States government, whether we like it or not. And so I don't think it would be unusual for them to be there doing that. I don't know that it indicates that anything's going to happen. I think it's a stretch. And that's what I said when I read it. It could be much to do about nothing.
All right. Let's go to the telephones, and then I want to get into some of your information here in your latest newsletter. By the way, Aaron Russo, everybody knows out there, has passed. The one thing that they may not know, and Aaron was not a dumb guy, And now I can understand why he was not so stupid, as many of us are out here at times on different issues, is that he was paying attention to people like you. He was reading your newsletter.
That's correct.
He was a subscriber.
I met Aaron probably 8 or 10 years ago, and he became a subscriber at that time. And he was pretty well filled in when I met him, so I guess gave him current information, which bore out the direction that he was headed in anyway.
That kind of came out wrong. I didn't mean to imply that Aaron was stupid, and the only reason why he wasn't is because he read your newsletter. No, Aaron had been around the block a few times, and he knew what was going on. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go first to, if this thing will come up on my screen, which it won't, just when I need it. Let's take the first caller. Who are you and where are you calling from until I get my screen straightened around here? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Ontario. I got a comment and then a couple of questions for Bob.
Go ahead.
There's also the bets have been placed on the European exchange, 245,000 future contracts for the European index to go down to in September. But my question is, I've got two retirement funds, and I was wondering to protect, I have a whole bunch of commodity stocks and crude oil, natural gas, uranium, silver, and gold. But I was wondering if to hedge against a possible general stock market collapse in September, that to take a position on something like the S&P 500 Bear Plus Fund for, say, 10 or 15%, would that be a good idea to protect against my commodity stocks from being destroyed?
And the answer is yes. And I think 10% is more than enough. In fact, I would... you see, essentially what you're doing is you're shorting the market. And that's a good thing in this market because it's on very, very shaky legs. You saw that today. It's gone down... a number of times, quite a bit recently. Obviously, the working group of financial markets and the Federal Reserve were in the market, and they still couldn't control it. And so the market is going lower. I think it'll get down to 12,000. You probably will get another rally, which is 1,000 points lower than, approximately than it is now. And I don't think that that rally will last long. I think it will go down and test 10,300, and then it'll go down lower. We have recommended in the International Forecaster a number of shorts, and people are doing very well with them. But shorting the overall market, that's a good idea, too. So the answer is yes. Not so much to protect your gold, silver, and natural resource position. It's more to take advantage of something that looks close to a sure thing, and that is a falling stock market.
Yeah. Second question is there anything else that, like, should I have a certain percentage? Well, I have a certain percentage in cash, but is there anything else?
Well, I don't know what your cash position is, but if it's over $100,000, you ought to see if you can buy Swiss franc government bonds and keep the money in that form rather than being in either U.S. or Canadian dollars. I don't think Canadian dollars are going to go down, but the Swiss franc is certainly not going to go down. The difference is the yield is about 1 5/8% on the Swissy, and on Canadian paper, it's around 480, so there's a big difference in yield. But to me, the yield doesn't mean anything. I have noticed that through my 48 years of being in the market, you absolutely, absolutely never chase a yield. I mean, that's what all these people did when they bought these CDOs and ABSs. They were chasing yields. As far as I'm concerned, it's a height of stupidity, because that is the most dangerous thing you can do, because the larger the yield, the crummier the paper. And it doesn't get any more difficult than that to understand. So the most conservative cash equal would be Swiss franc federal government paper.
James?
You should be able to get that through your stockbroker. And if you can't, then you find a broker who'll do it, although not all of them do it.
James, what percentage of your portfolio do you have in precious metals?
About 60.
About 60%? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Okay, one final question.
That's normal. You know, my percentage is almost 100. But, you know, I'm a professional in this field. And so my approach to the market is suitable for me. It may not be suitable for somebody else.
I was watching Monex, just as a side note. Monex is running new commercials with the same spokespeople, but this time that they're bringing on experts, and there's insets into their commercial screen that people are giving advice. And one person, I about fell off the chair when I heard this, it said, well, you should have at least 10 to 15% of your portfolio in gold. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, no, there's a lot of people that position themselves a lot stronger in that commodity than just 10 or 15%. The standard, Bob, that I would hear on Wall Street when things were a little bit tamer, that to have somewhere between 17 and 20% of your portfolio in gold.
Yeah, I have one further question.
Go ahead.
In the 60s, when I was in the military, I traveled all around, and I picked up a bunch of gold and silver coins. Like, I have the silver centennial quarters and a bunch of other stuff like that. I have dimes going back to 1834 and stuff like that. I was wondering, should I still keep those, or should I think about selling them?
Well, I think you should keep them.
Yes.
And the reason being is they're semi-numismatic or numismatic. And as the market goes up in silver, they'll go up as silver goes, and then maybe a little bit more, just like gold numismatic coins. They go up as gold does, and a lot more, because there's not so many of them. And I think you should hold what you've got. I don't see any reason to change it. I'm not big for changing things. There's got to be an awful good reason, whether it's in stocks or coins. I mean, I'm strong on that, because I'm an ex-broker. You know, I know what's in the mind of most of the people who are in those businesses, and it's usually to enrich themselves and not the client.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. At what point do you tell people not to hold something in paper, because having it in hand is better than having it floating out there somewhere in
paper?
You
know, John, there's no way of telling that. Because the last time when we went through the 1930s, of course, everything with the bullion and bullion coin area was shut off in 1934. But the stocks went absolutely bananas. I mean, Homestake went from $6 to $636 a share. But we don't know that that's going to happen this time. It may not. And so as we gravitate toward that level, if it doesn't start happening, well, you get out. But in a free market, the shares should go up, the numismatics should go crazy. And when will you sell? You'll sell when people stop borrowing money and deflation starts to set in. And the only thing you'll then own are bullion, gold, coins. And you might have some silver coins, like the 90% bags, around just for bartering purposes.
That's I have the same thing that this gentleman has. I have dimes going back to the 1830s, 40s, 50s, silver quarters, and when the silver content was higher, I've had to sell off my gold to pay the bills here at the network. when we're running through some thin times. But suffice it to say, I'm not getting rid of those coins. I'm definitely hanging on to them. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Hello, Tony.
Hi, John. Bob. Hi. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got a couple questions, Bob. You know, last week I was listening to Steve Coyle, and he gets emails from his listeners and stuff, and lady emailed him, and to make a long story short, she was unable to get through to her broker to retrieve some money from some stock that she had sold, which I've seen this happen before. But what Steve was saying was a lot of these big brokerage houses, they will take the individual trading accounts and borrow against them and put towards hedge funds or derivatives. Do you know anything about that, and is that true?
Well, the only time that they can take your assets and use them that I know of, and I owned a brokerage firm for a long time, is when you sign hypothecation papers. Hypothecating is a highfalutin word that means lending. And you have to hypothecate your account when you use margin. And so once you've signed hypothecation papers for margin, they can do that. But in a cash account, they can't do that, as far as I know, unless the rules have changed.
In this environment that we're in and things to come, would you suggest holding your stock certificates in your hand? Would that be wise?
Well, you know, they've made it very onerous. Most firms are charging $150 per certificate to send them out. It usually takes more than a month. And the certificate must be in good delivery form in the hands of the broker before you can sell. Now, if the broker isn't 100 yards down the street, then you usually have to send it by courier. That takes a day. And then you'll probably have to courier two packages, one of which will have the securities in it, and the other will have papers which allow the securities to be sold. And the reason you would do that is it's not a good idea, no matter how you send it, except by hand, a security
right.
that's been signed on the back, because anybody can cash it in once that signature of the person who's on the front is there. So
you
have to send two, let's say UPSs or FedExes or whatever, in order to accomplish that. You'd have to do that safely. And you sign those transfer forms.
You can't.
And so it's not difficult. It's just that why bother? I don't think the insurance on the accounts that are held in brokerage firms is worth the paper it's written on. But on the other hand, I think I'll have a pretty good idea if something is going to come up whereby there's going to be problems with delivery for the securities. And so for those who are subscribing to the forecaster, they'll probably know or have a pretty good idea for when I tell them. And what we'll do is we send out a special and say, look, get out of all your stocks, take the delivery of your money immediately. And
so I'm like you, Bob. I got 100% in gold and silver, and I have a lot of gold stock. You can't just call the gold company and ask them for the stock?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you can't. No, okay. You've got to go through your brokerage firm.
So right, you really don't see no risk in just leaving it like it sits, huh? I mean,
I think, for the sake of expediency, at the moment, it's okay to leave it the way it is, but there could come a time when you want everything out of paper and everything into gold.
Yeah.
In all probability, that's 3 or 4 years down the line.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've held on to it for 8 years. I bought it when nobody else wanted it, it's like J. Paul Getty said, you buy when nobody wants it. And I've held on to it for this long, and they've got another 1 million ounces of gold coming online next year, and I'd kind of like to see this thing through.
Who is this company?
Kinross Gold.
Yeah, it's a good company.
Yeah, they're an up-and-comer. They're the eighth largest in the world and the fourth largest here, and like I say, they got two big mines coming on next summer. They got another 1 million ounces coming online, and it's just kind
of... Well, one of the problems at Kinross is they get a lot of stock out, and...
Right, with that
because
acquisition...
Because of that, I like Agnico Eagle better. And besides that, Agnico Eagle has polymetallic, and that means they have gold, silver, lead, and zinc, and of course they've really profited by that combination, because lead and zinc, which normally doesn't go up much in value, has gone crazy. And so they've done very well. And I know the managements at all of these mining companies, and I've known them for many, many years. I met them when they were very young, and I was young. And now most all of them are in their 60s.
And, I have every intention of dumping this stuff on the way up. You know, I mean, I don't plan on holding this thing. You know, I want to pay cash for a house and, you know, run for cover.
Well, that's what you look for, and that is the curtailed use of credit and a recession that looks like it's going to turn into a depression, and then you roll out totally into coin, and that is the safest thing to do.
Tony, they say the timing is everything. Just make the timing right. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We got to move on. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
We will have Robbie joining us at the top of the hour. Some information here. The Illuminous Carlyle Group, this is in Bob Chapman's newsletter, will put $100 million to meet margin calls at the European Mortgage Investment Affiliate with a little over $22.5 billion in assets. The mortgage-backed securities market needs $500 billion of permanent new capital to normalize pricing. That depressed market, that will be 1 to 2 years to raise beyond, or based on today's estimate, rather. We see the venue needing much more capital over the next few years. John Lipsky, first managing editor and director of the IMF, says there'll be no quick end to the turmoil given the uncertainty as to how much damage it would cause due to the growth. By the way, he was formerly with J.P. Morgan Chase. Isn't it fascinating, folks, that the funny money lending institutions, the bigger banking institutions here in this country, well, they just normally just move up the ranks to the international bankster tiers worldwide. The FDIC tells us that U.S. banks' non-current real estate loans rose for the fifth consecutive quarter to $67 billion at the end of the second quarter. That was up 36% year over year and up 10.6% from the first quarter. And Citibank says $500 million is 30-day term financing of that direct package of Fed discount window money. And wholesale mortgage lender Quality Homes, a subprime lender, has filed for bankruptcy. Let us go back to the phones here. Clinton in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Clinton. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Hello, John and Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
I called in response to the awareness of the European markets being open to professional services. So I've become unemployed, as have many other thousands of Americans who are involved in any kind of employment that has been managed and controlled by licensing. Is fascism from the private sector associations like the American Institute of Architects will collect fees from their members and then literally draft statutes and then pay to have them enacted into law to control who can and who can't work as an architect. Now, if this type of service is enabled to be provided by a European or any other person outside the country, I'm wondering if either of you gentlemen have any idea how it's going to affect our own state statutes in that regard, which require these licenses.
Well, the federal government will probably prevail, and you'll get, you know, the short end of the stick. I mean, they just don't care.
Could it be possible, Bob, I might be able to work again?
You might be able to what?
Could it be possible that they'll change the entire requirement for licensing and reenact free markets so I might be able to work again?
No, it won't be a free market. It'll be one that the others outside the country can dominate.
Well, their licensing will have to conform to what's already written into statutory law.
Well, if it's statutory law, it's a different thing.
Well, sure, every state has this fascism in this sector of our society where all the work that has been mandated to only be done by licensed individuals has been created by these private sector associations, all right, like the American Institute of Architects, the National Society of Geographers, you know. There's over 350 occupations in the state of Wisconsin that, using the fascist form of governance, have put God knows how many people out of work to the exclusion and the benefit of a select few.
Well,
and it's written into the state statutes. Texas, every state in the union. So this is something I think might work out.
You say it's fascist, and I accept that for what it is. And so you're meeting another force now, which is internationalism, and what they'll do probably.
Okay, Bob, we're right at the break here. Clinton, hang on a second. Any follow-up, we'll take that after this. With